Stratification and standardization in descriptive statistics. Stratification is the process by which the population in a data set is separated into distinct categories, for example, sex, age, or location. The purpose of risk stratification includes allowing meaningful and accurate comparisons to be made, fostering understanding and acceptance of the data by recipients, facilitating the utility and validity of interventions. Key point: without stratification, internal comparisons of rates over time or external comparisons are likely to be invalid or misleading. However, if rates are stratified, subpopulation sizes must be large enough to be statistically meaningful. A separate calculation and slash or table of disease by exposure for each possible category is created. Simple examples include catheter-associated urinary tract infection, CUTI, rates separated from male and female patients, or sexually transmitted disease rates for patients under 39 years old and younger and patients 40 years old and older. For more complex cases, you may have data sets that are categorized based on a variety of variables, for example, females of a certain age or females from a specific location. Standardization is used in comparing the event rates of different groups, such as CUTI rates for two facilities. The IP must account for issues that might confound or interfere with the comparison. For example, the different demographics of the patient populations of the two facilities or different procedures that are offered by the facilities might result in different risk factors, and therefore the two patient groups would have different infection rates. This difference can be addressed by standardizing or risk adjusting the infection rates. There are two methods of accomplishing this: direct and indirect. Both involve calculating an expected number of events to compare to the observed number of events. The difference between the two lies in which component is standardized. Direct standardization uses a standard population to which the observed event rates of each group are applied. Indirect standardization uses standard event rates that are applied to each group's population. One example of indirect standardization is the standardized infection ratio, SIR, provided by the CDC's National Healthcare Safety Network, NHSN.